Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. One of the most persistent themes in the preaching of the apostles was the resurrection. Not just Christ's resurrection, but the resurrection of all people, both good and evil. The apostles and other first century preachers were simply preaching what Jesus himself had taught and bound on all who would be faithful in the proclamation of the gospel. Jesus said to the Jews on one occasion, "The hour is coming, and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear shall live. For the Father has life in himself, so he has given to the Son to have life in himself. And he has given him authority to execute judgment also, because he is the Son of God." Now please listen carefully. "Marvel not at this, for the hour is coming, in the which all who are in the grave shall hear his voice, and shall come forth, they who have done good unto the resurrection of life, and they who have done evil unto the resurrection of damnation." John 5:25-29. The hope of Christians in every age has been to be raised from the dead to die no more. Paul expressed that hope in these words, "That I may know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead." Philippians 3:10-11. By his use of the word "if," Paul was not expressing any doubt about the final resurrection of the dead, including his own. Nobody in the first century, and probably in subsequent centuries, had preached the resurrection of Christ of all the dead more effectively than the Apostle Paul. He knew that he and all others were going to be raised, but he wanted his resurrection to be unto life eternal. Was Paul implying that some, even some Christians, might not be raised to life eternal? Could those who had confessed faith in Christ, repented of their sins, and been baptized for the remission of sins, actually be raised to eternal damnation? He not only implies that it could happen, he actually states that it could happen, even in his own case. How else can one explain these statements? "I keep my body under me, and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I had preached to others, I myself might be a castaway." 1 Corinthians 9:27. The word "castaway" means a reject. One version renders the Greek "disqualified." After summarizing the rebellious behavior of the Jews, Paul warned his Corinthian brothers, "Wherefore let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall." 1 Corinthians 10:12. Attaining unto the resurrection of the dead means more than just being raised at the end of the age. It means that the one being raised has devoted his life in service to God and to his fellow men, and has had the approval of God Almighty. He is the one who will hear our Lord say in the final judgment, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the joys of your Lord." Matthew 25:23. Just being raised from the dead has no particular merit unless his resurrection results in life eternal. In fact, the unrighteous dead would be better off if they were not raised. According to the Bible, the fearful, unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers and whoremongers, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burns with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Revelation 21:8. My friends, all of us are going to be raised from the dead, no exceptions. Which will it be for you, a resurrection unto life or unto eternal condemnation? Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.